Next on the program is something of a rarity, three little pieces for viola da gamba by Richard Sumarte. Richard Sumarte is entirely unknown in history, except that he wrote these pieces. He wrote several pieces that are part of the Manchester Lyra Vial manuscript. But there's no other record of him. Employment records, baptism records, you know, the things that we know a lot about people through history from. He's entirely anonymous except for this one manuscript. And what the Manchester manuscript is, it actually has doesn't really have necessarily anything to do with the music making of Manchester. It's just that this manuscript ended up in the library in Manchester. So that's why it's called the Manchester Lyra Vial manuscript. But it's a very important manuscript. It's a manuscript of over 250 vial pieces, lyra vial pieces. I'm sort of playing them as a transcription to play them on bass viola da gamba. But it's a collection of over 250 pieces from the probably mid to early 1600s. And there's a whole variety of pieces. There's some rather abstract pieces, like preludes, like the prelude for tonight. There's some dance pieces, you know, courants and pavans and sarabands mixed into that manuscript. And there are also a number of instrumental versions of songs, like the two pieces tonight, the Nightingale and it's a fun title, Whoop, Do Me No Harm. So it's a collection of pieces that's very valuable for viola da gamba. We'll take whatever repertoire we can get. But it's also very important from a historical point of view. It represents music of the time, vial music of the time, and it's also one of the few vial manuals that has a page of explanations for ornaments, and so it's valuable from a historical performance practice point in that way. So very interesting bunch of old pieces. Oh, regarding the two songs, these are real songs just done, you know, as an instrumental version, just like you might play a song on guitar or piano in these days. The texts haven't necessarily come down. There were a lot of, the tunes have. You can still find these tunes in a variety of sources from back in the day. But the texts haven't come down. There were a lot of songs about nightingales, either figuratively, that the pleasures of a nightingale song might be compared to, you know, let your imagination run. Or just literally about music about the nightingale. And in fact, in this piece, the gamba piece by Sumarte, you'll hear sort of the cuckoo, cuckoo call of the bird. And then the song, Whoop, Do Me No Harm, here again, the words haven't come down through time to us. But the song is actually referenced in one of Shakespeare's plays, which I can't remember which one at the moment, but the song is referenced. And apparently it was sort of a bawdy song, perhaps about a lady asking a man to be gentlemanly in his dealings with her. So it's that kind of a thing. So Whoop, Do Me No Harm. So I'm happy to play these rather rare and antique three gamba pieces for you by Sumarte.